From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Josh Heyer, and you're listening to the In the Moment Arts Podcast. Each week, In the Moment with Lori Walsh brings you news and arts coverage from across the state. You can listen live at 11 a.m. Central, 10 Mountain on SDPB Radio, or ask your smart speaker to play SDPB. And you can find every In the Moment segment at listen.sdpb.org or subscribe to our In the Moment Segments podcast. Now here's your weekly roundup in arts coverage. SDPB's Steve Zwemke sat down with a good friend of his, Dandy Warhols. He's a drummer based in Portland, Oregon, and he also fronts his own band, Immigrant Union. They're based in Melbourne, Australia, and he joined Steve on the phone for this discussion.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to this kind of our own little listening party that we can share with the world. Let's get to some music right away. Soldier Field was already released as a single, and at the time of the release, you shared the backstory on that. You want to tell me what prompted the writing of Soldier Field?
I think it was just, I was in Chicago on tour with the Dandy Warhols, and for some reason was near Soldier Field. I can't remember if I was looking for a restaurant or what was going on, but just saw those words and thought they sounded real heavy and cool, and thought it would be a cool name for a song. It just seems like, you know, it's just pretty heavy, and didn't have any idea beyond that. But I only knew that I'd somehow have to get those two words into the song in order to name it that, really. I guess you don't have to, but it did work out that way. I just had that first line, you know, I'd stand at Soldier Field, and now I stand at Soldier Field. And that got me thinking about just basically where my life was at, and thinking about how far away I was from my home in Australia, and got to reminiscing about how I ended up living in Australia and my kids and wife, and what a strange turn of events that was from Portland to Australia. Never would have thought in a million years I'd have a home here, and just, you know, got me reminiscing about everything, and all the words just kind of fell out. I think I had the lyrics done by the time the plane landed back in Australia, working on it in the airplane, and of course didn't have a guitar in the airplane, so I just kind of had to I had a bit of a melody, and it was a bit of a task to work out what chords were going to make that melody work. And I was really happy with the chord progression, which is far more complicated than I normally create. So I love the little earworm of a vocal melody as it follows through those chords. So I was really happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah, this is the first single from the new album, Judas by Immigrant Union. This is Soldier Field.
Yeah.
And that's Soldier Field, the first single from Judas, the new album by Immigrant Union. I'm visiting with Brent DeBoer from Immigrant Union. And Brent, you were really excited to tell me about the video for Soldier Field, and I wasn't disappointed when I saw it. It's really well done. Tell me about the location where you shot and exactly what you used when you shot the video.
Well, we just used my camera. I have a Sony A6300S or something like that, I think, and put it on a little, pretty cheap little gimbal that makes it really smooth when you're walking. And that's the location is Pink Lake between Melbourne and Adelaide. And we had a Immigrant Union had a gig in Adelaide, and we decided to make it a 2-day trip. It's about a 10-hour drive, and that's about the 5-hour mark is Pink Lake. It's kind of it's really in the middle of nowhere. And there was a caravan park nearby, so we rented a cabin and stayed there. Woke up early in the morning and went out to Pink Lake. And we had driven by the place previously a bunch of times, every time we'd go to play Adelaide, of course, and stop there and just look around. And it's actually a salt flat. And every time we'd been there, it's just a massive expanse of pink salt. But on this particular occasion, we showed up and it was full of water. So we were like, oh, crap, because we were expecting to be just out in the complete white expanse of salt doing it. But it was okay. We just walked along the edge of the water. And we thought, I'd always planned on doing it in black and white and wearing black and white, all of us, so that it would just be really super blown out and we would, all the dark blacks would be extremely black and the whites would be extremely white. And but when we got there and looked at that pink water, pinkish purple water, I was like, man, we really should do this in color. And it was a tough decision, but I think it turned out really well in black and white anyways. But it is quite a gorgeous place, all bright pink. So it's a bit of a shame that it's in black and white, but at the end of the day, it came out really cool.
Yeah.
The way we shot it was, there was only the five of us there. So we didn't have anybody to film it. So what we did is our keyboardist, Peter, he started out walking towards me with the rest of the band behind him. And we just planned, we kind of choreographed it the night before over beers at the caravan park and planned exactly when we would do the handoffs. So it took us about 6 or 7 trips through. We had, he started out walking towards me and then I subtly would take it from him and take over filming the rest of the guys. And then we passed it back and forth, I think 3 or 4 times. And we had in our bass player's shoulder bag, he carried a wireless speaker and had the song cranked on that. We played the song at 200% so that we could, when you slow it back down to the regular tempo of the song, it comes out where we're in slow motion, even though the song is in real time. So we actually had to walk really, really fast because the song is over in half the amount of time, like 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And the song's going, and now I stand as old views and I won't forget that time. So we had to walk really, really fast in order to make it not look like we're going really slow in the video. But so it's kind of interesting trying to remember all the words and get the lyrics right at that extreme speed. But I think it came out really well.
Yeah, I've known of your interest in video for a long time. And I should actually backtrack for a moment, too, because we've known each other for, I don't know, 15 years or so, something like that. And we got to know each other because we're both
meeting up all over America.
Yeah, we're both auto racing fanatics, and that's how we got to know each other. I remember a guy from the BBC was following the Dandy Warhols and introduced us at O'Donovan's Irish Pub right across from the First Avenue in Minneapolis. So, yeah, that's how we got to know each other. But back to video, if I could go off topic for just a second, and I want to talk about racing because that's one of the things we have in common. If you could do a documentary on racing, do you know what your subject would be?
Yeah, I know for sure what it would be. I've wanted for a long, long time, and nobody steal my idea, okay, everybody? but for a really, really long time, I've wanted to make a documentary and just call it Indy. And and just stay only in the state of Indiana. Somewhere I'd read that there is a racetrack for every 7 people in the whole state or something crazy like that. There's just tons of dirt tracks that people, you know, like that they make on their farm and you know, hold semi-sanctioned races there on the farm. And apparently there's just tons of racetracks. And in that same article, they said that as a little kid in the state of Indiana, your dream is to either become Larry Bird mm-hmm. or Al Unser or something like that. and I was like, okay, that makes sense. And I just thought it'd be really interesting to just make a documentary and about all those racetracks and that interesting subculture of people, you know, gathering and barbecuing and racing whatever they can bring to the track. And the other element that I thought of, and I thought this could be a really cool documentary also, is to I don't even know if this would be a separate documentary, but I've always thought it'd be great to follow a group of youngsters that are racing in like quarter midgets and follow them over the course of a couple years as they you know, follow their dreams to become the next Jeff Gordon. And I found it interesting learning about how powerful and fast some of these cars are that kids like as young as 12, 13 years old are racing these like, you know, like the World of Outlaws style dirt racers that are just crazy powerful for a little kid to be racing. And yeah, just to follow maybe the top 5 racers in the category over the course of a season and just kind of see what happens. Maybe even film at their homes in their garage where they work on them, interviewing family and friends of these racers. I think you'd come out with a really interesting documentary. I think a lot of people would be surprised how much time and energy and money into for a 12-year-old to race a full season in something like that. And I think it'd be really cool, even if you're not a fan of auto racing, it'd just be a good human story, a good story of some interesting people.
Totally. Let's get back to some music from Immigrant Union. Again, their new album, Judas, is released today. Watch My Mouth. Is this the new single?
No, not really. We do have a video for it
okay.
that was just put up on YouTube for Watch My Mouth, which is really great. It just features only our keyboardist, Peter Labulua. It's a really kind of a strange and interesting, quite fascinating video for how simple it is. It actually works really well. You might want to check that out. It's not really an official single, but maybe someday it would. But, you know, I mean, it sounds kind of radio ready to me.
Yeah, it's part of our listening party here. Let's go ahead and give it a listen. Watch My Mouth by Immigrant Union. And it's a go, my friend. I've got this feeling it could be tonight. I can't lose control if I can watch my mouth. You're mine, I'll get you right. And if I know Oh, man, that's fun. Watch My Mouth from the new album Judas by Immigrant Union. You know what comes to mind right away? Cerveza, por favor. One of the things that song does, too, is it demonstrates how many directions from which Immigrant Union can approach the listener, which is so cool because you can put this album on and you just get so many different takes and so many different feels from all these songs. It's really a good album.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
There's another song on the album called Asbury Park, and I wanted just to bring that up, too, because it really has the coolness of that Link Wray sound on the guitar.
Yeah, it's like right down the middle between the classic surf rock and also that sort of Wild West. I forget that composer's name, Italian. I forget that guy's name.
Your description is just as good, though. let me ask, what made you decide on Judas as the title for the new Immigrant Union album?
Well, our first record is very, very, very old-timey kind of 70s jukebox country. And then our second record also has quite a country feel, but a little more leaning towards country rock. And one of Bob's buddies, Alex Hamilton, is actually an incredible songwriter himself. But I think it was him that told Bob, kind of jokingly, "Oh my God, Union's gone electric." Judas, you know, because there's that famous moment when Bob Dylan, when he went to a full rock band, right around the time of like a Rolling Stone and all those songs. Somebody in the audience, when it was very, very quiet at one of his concerts, yelled out Judas, because a lot of his fans, his hardcore fans, just wanted to hear his voice and the little folk guitar that he'd been doing for quite a while. And when he went to full rock, they felt like he had sold out or something. So one member of the audience yelled out Judas, and then he said, you can hear him on the recording say, "I don't believe you," you know, which is a great line. He doesn't believe that person's not having a great time. And then you hear him off mic turn around and yell to his band, "Play f-ing loud."
it's a great story.
It's hard to come up with a title for an album that works and sounds cool. And we just thought, you know, when Alex said Union's gone electric, we were like, oh, we could just call this album Judas.
Is there any chance you can tour the new album in Australia right now, or is it every bit as difficult to get out into the public with respect to shows and concerts and gatherings?
I think people are slowly waking up to the reality of the situation, that it isn't as scary as they told us. You know, people aren't as scared as the television tells them to be. And I think people are heading out. Yeah, I mean, this country, you know, they're not, you walk around town, you don't really see any masks or anything like that. People are pretty chill. So I imagine it'll be cool pretty soon. Yeah. You know, all the hotels and restaurants are opening back up, and the traffic is back. People are out and about, going about their business, which is really good. You know, I don't think it hasn't been quite as devastating here as it's been for, like, especially the United States and such. I think we'll be playing shows pretty soon. I hope. I'm getting really antsy for it.
Yeah, cool. I want to talk more about Immigrant Union and actually the makeup of the band, but let's enjoy some more music first. I'm visiting with Brent DeBoer, frontman for Immigrant Union, also drummer for the Dandy Warhols out of Portland, Oregon. And this might actually be my early favorite off Judas. Ahmed, you had sent me the private link to the album over the weekend, and I don't even think I finished listening to Ahmed, and I was already texting you, telling you how much I love that song. Can you share some background on it?
Yeah, Bob wrote it, I think, after reading an article about an immigrant who made a break for it and had all sorts of trouble and just decided to write a song about it.
All right. This is Ahmed, brand new song off the new album Judas from Immigrant Union. Ahmed from the new album by Immigrant Union entitled Judas. Man, I liked it so much when I first heard it Sunday night, and I like it like 100 times better now. It just, it's growing on me big time.
It's good. Yeah, I think originally it was a very old-timey, folky, you know, Bob's kind of a real kind of country folk sort of guy, and I think he was just kind of covered in blood like paint on an easel and just strumming on an acoustic. And I think he's also a massive Michael Jackson fan from way back. Hmm. And I was like going, what if there was like a big fat kind of R&B bass line to this, and it had a real driving sort of Michael Jackson beat it sort of beat, you know. I just thinking, just take it way out of the box from this folk song storytelling style that he had going on. We experimented with it a bit, and we're like, this actually works.
Oh, it's so, the bass line just grabs you. It's so cool. And I should have given you a chance to spotlight the other band members already, so let's do that now. Take me down the roster for Immigrant Union.
Patty McGrath on drums, and he plays drums and guitar in like, I don't know, 1,000 bands, I think. But yeah, he's awesome. Look up the Wikipedia and you can find out all the groups that these guys are in, but it'd take forever to list them all. But yeah, and then Ben Street is on bass, and Streety, and then you got Peter Laboulois, and he's our keyboard player, and he sings backing vocals. We have he and myself and Bob Harrow, who we all three sing in the group and do three-part harmonies sometimes, which is pretty rare these days in a rock band, actually. Mm-hmm. And then Bob and I write pretty much all the songs. There's a couple few that we've kind of hashed out all together, but yeah, so and the ones that you hear Bob singing, kind of like the Beatles, how Lennon would sing the ones that he mainly wrote, and Paul would sing the ones that he mainly wrote. We do the same thing. That's the lineup there.
Judas is available in several different formats, including what I really love here, limited edition marbled black vinyl. I love that. Whose idea was that?
I think our label manager thought that, you know, that's kind of a cool thing to do, to have a limited edition kind of trippy whack. So yeah, he threw out some ideas, and everybody kind of picked what they thought was the best, and yeah, I think it looks really cool too.
You were mentioning all the bands that your bandmates from Immigrant Union are in. You play out in a few other settings in Melbourne. Don't you do like some standards and some other styles and settings that might surprise some of your fans?
I'm in a band with called Jerry and the Atrix, which is me and my wife's dad. He's Jerry. He's on keyboards, and my wife's brother, who's a great bass player, he's on bass. And a family friend, David Fox, is on drums. And yeah, we got this legendary guitarist, Phil Cabrello. Not sure if I'm exactly pronouncing his last name right there, but he's there. So yeah, we've only played like weddings and private parties. We have a charity function coming up in David's backyard that we're gonna play. And I do that, and then I'm in another kind of dirt rock, headbutting, beer hall rock band, and we're not exactly sure. We haven't really named the band, but we've been having a lot of fun with it. It's just me, Bob, and Dave Moody. I'm on drums, Bob on guitar, and he's singing, and Dave Moody is he's on bass, and Dave Moody's the drummer from Courtney Barnett's band.
Oh, cool.
So,
and she, of course, a former member of Immigrant Union.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, Dave was in Immigrant Union too. So yeah, the three of us have been, we actually have an EP completely recorded, and it was mixed in Portland. So we're hoping to release release that soon. And but we have to name the band first. If anybody has any ideas for a good like dirt rock.
The way you describe the band, it sounds like you might have to play behind chicken wire.
Probably a good idea, actually.
Going to Bob's Country Bunker. We've got one more song. Brent DeBoer of Immigrant Union is with me for our little listening party that we're going to share to the world. And the new album, Judas, is out today. New Win is another gem. What do you have to say about this track?
Lyrically, it's kind of a whole bunch of ideas sort of thrown together, little snapshots of once again kind of mining my brain for past memories that were moving and important to me. And it's kind of that feeling of wanting to get better and better all the time, you know, hence the name New Win. It's a new win. Don't know if I can say much more than that. It's just all little snapshots in my mind of very memorable moments. That's really what that one's about.
All right. New Win from Immigrant Union off the new album, Judas.
Thank you.
New Win. That's another new song from Immigrant Union's new album called Judas, which is out today. Brent, before I let you go, where can people find this? What kind of formats and everything are available?
You can go to Cheer Squad Records. Just Google that. I'm not sure exactly their website, but if you just searched for Cheer Squad Records Australia, you could go there, and I think it, you can order directly from there, and I think they have all the links to the other places if you prefer iTunes or Bandcamp or whatever is your favorite. So it's available all the digital ways, and then you can also order the vinyl mailed to your house, and it's gorgeous. We had Gallo, an Italian artist, legendary street artist, did the album cover. It's really, really beautiful. Yeah. And yes, you can get the vinyl, and inside the vinyl, there's the digital download code, so you can get it into your phone quick and easy. I think your starting point would be at the Cheer Squad Records website.
All right. Before I let you go, what's next for the Dandy Warhols?
All that stuff's up in the air. We had about, I think, 5 or 6 trips lined up. We had organized a bunch of shows playing with various city orchestras, symphony orchestras, which we were really looking forward to. They were lined up all over the world. Of course, all that's been pushed back. So I really hope those will happen, because that's just like a dream for a rock band, the ultimate ego stroke, to be playing with a full orchestra. That's all been scored. It's ready to go. So we're really hoping to be able to do that. We're still hanging on to the idea of a European tour. I think at the beginning of the summer 2021, I think that's when that is. Don't quote me on that. But still hanging on to the idea of playing New York at the end of this year, but I really kind of doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah.
If anybody's guess, really, but we're working on a new album and trying to keep it afloat like everybody else in the world.
Yeah. And I need to remind you guys still need to book a South Dakota show. We've got plenty of venues here for you.
I'd love to play South Dakota.
Even if we do a house party or a house show at my place, I'll fire up the grill and we can make some Juicy Lucy's and some 60/40s and have a good time.
That sounds perfect, man.
Brent DeBoer, he is the drummer for the Dandy Warhols, also the frontman for Immigrant Union out of Melbourne, Australia. And again, the new album is called Judas, and it's out now. Brent, thank you so much, man. I hope to see you soon.
See you soon, too.
That's the show for this week. Thank you for joining us. If you have a story idea, send an email to inthemoment@sdpb.org. For Lori Walsh, Chris Loffrey, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.